tower immediately to the east here. The proposed tower would be located approximately in this area. The 2,500 square foot leased parcel will be served by a 20-foot wide access easement. The adjoining property immediately to the north is predominantly commercial property, with State Highway T being located further to the north. The adjoining property immediately to the south is predominantly residential and State Highway 76. The adjoining property to the east is predominantly vacant and an existing telecommunications tower. And the adjoining property immediately to the west is State Highway 76, with the Holiday Hills Resort further to the west. The project received a total score of 9 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 13. The relative policy receiving a negative score consists of utilities. The staff recommendations on this: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 2016-9, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Aviation Administration shall be submitted to the Planning Department. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Five, should the telecommunications tower no longer be in use for the original purpose granted by the Division 3 permit and serving as an approved co-location site, the tower shall be dismantled and removed within 6 months of the cessation of operations. Sixth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And on this one, we've got a pretty brief video. We just did a quick 360 right at the entrance to White River. Essentially, this will act as the entrance to the tower. The tower will actually be located somewhere in this area. We didn't go ahead and drive in. I didn't know if they'd have an issue with us driving into this gated area. So that's as far as we went.
Hey, Michael, you want to come up?
Good evening. I believe Bob pretty much hit all the points we talked about at the concept meeting, so if you have questions, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Anybody got any questions for him? Since I wasn't here last time.
Okay.
How far is it from that other tower?
It's approximately around 300 feet, give or take. I'm not sure the exact distance.
Yeah, well, I didn't scale it off either.
Well, you should have jumped right in there.
Yeah,
looking
at the drawings, I would say it's about 300 feet.
Do you own that tower, existing tower?
Do we own it? No.
We owned it?
No. Basically, the issue with the other tower is it's a guide tower, and they don't handle a whole lot of load for additional carriers, and that one is overstressed. It's way overstressed, so it wouldn't support any additional equipment on the tower.
So it's going to stay up?
Correct.
Or you're putting a new tower, it's 300 foot, you said, to the
Give or take, yeah. Because if you look, the distance and that north-south distance is about 450 feet, and I'd say that's about two-thirds of that distance. Like Bob mentioned, I did not go back there with the gate. I kind of looked at it from the site and looked back there. I did not go back there.
Anybody got any questions for Mike? I guess we'll see you the 16th.
I will be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'd like to see if Bob get two or three more of those.
Yeah, I cannot. I am just choked up tonight. Allergies.
Yeah, Bob, could you, since you're doing so well, could you start here on the first page of this and read this?
Yeah, it's like, man, I cannot talk tonight without...
Have we got any old or new business to talk about? Anybody got anything?
I think we ought to discuss a little bit while we're in discussion mood, a little bit on this letter and see where we are on that, because there won't be any time for discussion next week when this comes up.
Well, he was going to get you some clarification on that from the last meeting.
Yeah, what I've done, if in your packets, the packet for next week, and you'll have to excuse my voice, but the packet for next week, right or wrong, I actually put all of the recorded declarations and all the amendments in that, yeah, which is probably more than you may want. But I also put about a page and a half summary of what happened. What I found is that they actually did delete the section on timeshares, but... what I also kind of say is that they're private declarations, so the county really can't govern private declarations. He's also pretty much, from what I've read anyway, given that LLC the authority to change it at any time, to adopt any amendments. Now, he can really only timeshare whatever property he owns, so he can't really go back and timeshare anything he sold to somebody else. So...
Do you think we need our attorney's opinion on this?
Well, I'd wondered that. I mean, I can definitely run it by him.
Dude.
I think you should.
Okay.
I mean, with what you brought, those papers you brought to light, I mean, there's some,
yeah,
there's some implications there that I think need to be addressed.
I mean, you get into so many changes and stuff like this on this. And,
yeah.
And we want to do the best we can to get it right.
The letter that I passed out that we received from the attorney, I just got it probably 20, 30 minutes before the meeting.
Yeah,
so I literally just printed it out and passed out copies.
Well, I a little rather have the opinion of a supposedly impartial attorney on this matter.
Yeah.
Because... this is not one that we want to mess up, I don't think. Not that we want to mess any of them up, but this one's a little more touchy than some.
Well, we wouldn't have anything to do with it. If it's still under the LLC, he can do what he wants to do. He doesn't have to come to us for a blessing, if I understand that correctly.
Well, I really agree that in that he... We can't really govern his
right.
private declarations.
And so now that this attorney got involved and said, oh, it's deleted, I think it kind of just takes it out of our realm, and it's between county attorney and whoever.
The only thing is that the people that got a declaration when they signed their contract or signed their, they didn't get the amendments. They got the original.
Right.
Then they came in and amended it without their knowledge of
right.
it. And that's... You know, I'd hate for somebody to do that to me, but I don't know what the difference is if you've got Mighty Rentals there already.
That's my
and there's only six permanent residents there.
Yeah.
What's the big beef about
it? It's just the way it's named.
Yeah, right.
We're
right.
still going to have traffic, and there's nothing right down there anyway.
I'm not so worried much about the traffic. But to my knowledge, this is the first time we've had Mighty Rentals in the same development as whole ownership.
that's already there.
I cannot remember another one.
Well, the only thing, the 90 rentals, those people aren't getting the fees every month.
That's right.
They're just getting their monthly rent or weekly rent, yeah, whatever it is. Timeshares, you pay for all those amenities.
And I personally would like to see, if they're going to do the timeshares, if we considered approving that, I would not want to have it hooked onto that original building. I would try to make a stipulation that he's does his own structure.
But his LLC owns a big chunk of that building.
Oh, he still owns units in that building.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They hold all that. They build it. They sell a part of it.
Okay, I thought it was all sold out. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It's in his company.
Okay.
Well, it's just not one that I'm real comfortable with yet.
A lot of gray area, it appears.
That's all I got.
Okay, anybody got anything else about anything?
Yeah, one other question. Is he wanting to convert the units he owns in that existing building into timeshares?
No.
So.
Just the new units.
Well, it just seemed like some of those people would be mollified a lot more if that building wasn't attached to it. But whatever.
I really think that there's people in the building that's doing illegal renting of that, everything from nightly to weekends to monthly or whatever they want to on online rental. I think it's really a lot of that going on.
There is everywhere else.
I don't know why they wouldn't be there.
People in the unit that own it.
Well, perhaps. we should deny Mr. Ruta and then tell everybody that's out there that it's only single family. And there'll be no timeshare or nightly rental.
You're going to enforce that?
No, you are.
No. Nope. My dog ain't in that fight.
No.
Okay, anybody else got anything?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Adjourn.
All right.
Hey, Randy. Oh, go ahead. Before you leave, I want to talk to that, Randy.